name is Ziming Xu, Dr. Z, Microsoft Architect Evangelist. I'm here at TechEd 2010 at New Orleans. Very fortunate to have my customer Westat with me today to talk about a great SharePoint Word Office solution. So before we get started, Jawa and Maury, can you introduce yourself?
Sure, thank you, Dr. Z. My name is Jawa Butthawarapu. I work for Westat as the corporate manager of corporate information systems. My group handles all the business applications that Westat runs.
Hi, I'm Murli Bala, team lead with Jawa's group. I'm the lead architect on this project, and this is my first time in TechEd, and it's been very exciting.
Great. Can you first give us a brief overview of what the solution is, what it does based on the Office, Word, SharePoint, and also maybe a little bit about your company?
Sure. Westat is a contract research company based in Washington, D.C. We primarily do business with the federal government. And as part of our business development effort, we do write a lot of proposals. And that's really the meat and potatoes and meat and, of our business. So in order to be able to produce better proposals is really what this application is all about. We wanted to have a solution which reduces the amount of manual work that people go through, both the individuals as well as people in the business development team. And we came up with a solution that will address those issues. Essentially, the solution that we are talking about is in terms of putting together proposals. Proposals consist of various parts, resumes of people that are going to be bid on the proposal, the projects that are going to be highlighted in the proposal, technical and the financial details of the proposal. The solution that we are going to talk about currently really focuses on one piece of this, which is essentially helping people build and modify and update their resumes on a more or less constant basis, because they are going to be bid on different proposals and their format needs to change, their layout needs to change. All of those take considerable amount of planning and time right now, most of it which is manual. So that's really the solution set that we are talking about, obviously.
Without really getting to a lot of technical detail, I'm curious to know why you decided to go with Office, Word, and SharePoint 2010.
That's a great question, Dr. Z. In fact, when we originally started the process or the application, we went with an Ajax-based solution. We almost completed the project and then looked at Word as a solution. One of the primary reasons being that people are comfortable with Word. We all work in Word. The existing resumes people put together is in Word. And therefore, it was the natural choice from a user endpoint, end user experience point of view. We liked the Ajax solution from the point of view of being a developer, but I think it was not the best thing for the user. The user is going to be working in Word and give the exact look and feel and the size of the document, what you see is what you get kind of an approach. And that's one of the primary reasons why we chose Word. SharePoint was chosen as well because of its capabilities to provide some out-of-the-box capabilities that we didn't want to develop ourselves. Versioning of documents, document management capability, security, and other things as we'll mention later on.
Let's look at the client side of your solution. What specifically you've done or you plan to do to enable this solution?
The major component in the client side is the Visto Task Pin application.
You mean inside Word?
Inside Word. Okay. But what typically happens, Dr. Z, is our employee gets an email saying that he's going to be bid on a proposal and he needs to update the resume. What happens is they click on the resume and this Word document shows up. I don't want to go too much in detail, but what shows up is a task pin application, which basically sits on the right-hand side of the Word.
Okay.
The left-hand side is the Word document, which is, so the database basically, the service basically pulls the hours an employee has charged to his timesheet. And the cool is because it uses a web service, and one of the requirements from my boss was he didn't want any of our employees should have to install Oracle client piece. So that's really cool because the user is, the client piece is very thin and there's no load on their side. They just have to click on a link and they are right into the Word, which is more like a data entry system for them. We use ClickOnce technology, which basically, the first time the user goes into this application, he has to install a software, and for the subsequent times and all, he doesn't have to, because the we look at a manifest file and see if there's an update needs to be applied to the system, and if it is, it's done very seamlessly. They don't need to do anything. They just go in and that's it, they're done.
So because you're using web services, so basically you can get data from Oracle database or your backend system such as ERP system, is that right?
That's right. With the web service, we don't have to worry about from where the data is coming from. The TaskPin application is totally ignorant about the fact that it's coming from an ERP package or a SQL Server database.
In fact, isn't it true that the experience section is actually pulling data from two different sources?
That's right.
One is Oracle and the other is SQL Server.
SQL Server 2008 database, that's right.
Dr. Z, I also need to add one other little detail, which is that we had one other major requirement that I had for Murali and his team was that we needed to ensure that track changes that is inbuilt into Word is not hampered with and that it works seamlessly despite the fact that we are not letting them work inside a Word document at all. So Murali, you want to talk about a little bit
more? So you're saying basically with an existing document which is being pre-generated.
Correct.
And then you're making changes. So you want to make sure that only the changes are highlighted, are tracked.
Exactly.
Then how did you do that? Was it easier to do for you on the client side?
It was to begin with. We used content controls.
Okay.
And it all went great. Everything was fine, and content control works great. You can lock down any piece of the item that you want to disable. And everything is great, but where it falls short was it's not able to handle track changes properly. What happens is if you programmatically apply a backspace to a content control, what content control does is it rewrites the entire section, and the entire track changes is gone to toss. So, and one of the requirements Java has mentioned that track changes is a must because we in the editorial department they want to see what has changed from the previous version, and they want to approve or deny based on those things. So, we had to go back and redo this whole content control and change it to a bookmarks. Bookmarks are also an object in the Word interop. So, and bookmark is able to handle, it's basically able to do everything that content control does, plus you can enable track changes on that and it works flawlessly.
That's great, so you find a workaround.
Yes, we did, yeah.
So. Great, let's look at the backend side. What the functions or features you put in place for this overall solution?
The nature of our business need was such that we needed a document store. And since we had already decided on using Word as the front end or Office as the front end application, SharePoint was a natural to go at the back end of it. So we needed to have document management capabilities, versioning, check-in, check-out processes. We also needed to make sure that we had a workflow that kicked off at the end of the editing process from an individual resume editor. And then we needed to make sure that all this was securely handled, meaning access was controlled properly. We used the claim-based features that were introduced in 2010 of SharePoint.
One more thing I would like to add is the other side of the story where we were parsing the existing resume documents and storing those data into our database. We used OpenXML technology to read data from the database and generate the XML and attach it to a custom Word document. And basically from there, the Visto application takes over. But I just wanted to bring in how we also took OpenXML into the
picture. Of the things that I might want to add, the reason you might be wondering, why do you guys put this stuff into a database? We needed to create reusable components of our resume. So that's part of the reason why we went into a database, and the parsing was necessary because of that.
Let's talk about, you mentioned the claim-based security in SharePoint in 2010. Let's talk about what have you done, what are you planning to do in your solution?
Just to step back a little bit, one of the reasons why we needed claim-based architecture was we are authenticating already against AD to figure out who's logged in and what kinds of document, to figure out who's logged in. What AD does not provide us is data about the person, which what roles that they have access to, whether they are project manager, whether they are personnel supervisor. All of this data is actually inside of our ERP application, and we didn't want to replicate or duplicate that information into AD either. For that, we found claims-based architecture to be an ideal solution. What we figured out is that we can add to claims of a person, meaning we can assert that this person is a project manager, that he is a personal supervisor, etc., through the claim-based architecture. And through a custom claims provider, we can actually use that information inside of SharePoint to enable access to documents, folders, and other resources inside of SharePoint. And that's pretty cool to us as far as that's concerned. That really saves us a lot of administrative hassles in terms of creating groups and folders and all of that other stuff. Murli, you want to add something to that?
Yeah, as Java said, with the AD authentication, the limitation is that Windows Identity Token cannot be extended. The only way you can go and extend and add more attribute is go via SAML way, create a claim-based architecture, intercept the calls, and the Geneva framework, that is a WIF now, has a really cool set of APIs that enables all those features. So like Java was mentioning, that you can add more claims to the existing user. And based on that, once the claim is added, the authorization piece, like, it's all very seamless. The user logs in and he has all access to all those resources that he's allowed to use.
The other aspect of this is independent of an application. I can use that same framework elsewhere as well. One of the other projects that we are working on, and my focus at the Tech Ed, has been business intelligence solutions. And those are also something that can use the same framework of security that we are building using the claim-based architecture. And that's really cool. Any other applications that we might develop in future as well can leverage this security framework.
Absolutely.
So basically, the user authorization piece, the information stored somewhere, you can use a custom claim provider for managing user permissions for your solution, but at the same time, other systems, projects, applications, you can use that. So basically, you can avoid the duplication. And you can, if you need to change it, you change it one place, right? That's
absolutely
really the benefit for you.
Absolutely. Right. It gives us both the flexibility as well as control at the same time.
Right.
So that's awesome.
I want to talk briefly about the search function. You know, SharePoint provides out-of-box search. Do you guys do anything specific to enhance the search function for users?
That's a great question, Dr. Z. Search is a critical component based on the fact that this is a document repository. People need to identify the documents and use them, and they will be surfacing them using search. There's a great out-of-the-box search solution in SharePoint that we are considering. And in fact, with 2010, they have added different other ways in which you can search. You can search BI reports and all of that as well. It is also integrated with Fast Search. We can also, the other aspect of, other thing that we're doing with the documents is adding metadata from a taxonomy project that we are doing. And as part of that managed search, we are going to be adding metadata as well, and so using both the Fast as well as external tools. One of the things that we're considering is SmartLogic's Semaphore product to manage the document's metadata information, which integrates very well with SharePoint, by the way. These are the different ways in which we want to use search functions, both inbuilt as well as other functions, to help people find documents.
The solution we're talking about potentially is a multi-phase project, and this is like phase one. Now you guys probably close to the finish line. But have you received any feedback from some users, maybe your management?
The client, who is a senior VP of marketing, he is constantly after us to demonstrate this product to multiple users. And every time we do that, we get rave reviews. And people are raving, saying, when are you going to give this application to us? And literally, they've been asking us to speed up the project just because they want their hands on it. So yes, we've gotten great feedback. I think one of the primary reasons is because they're used to the environment. They see that the application is right inside of Word, that they are very familiar with, and that we have taken a user-centric approach to solving their business problem. And Word really enabled us to do that with all the features that allow us to customize the user experience and, as far as the front end is concerned. So we have been getting great reviews so far.
You've been working on this solution, you know, kind of full-time, maybe half part-time, because you also need to support operations. But for the past several months, you know, working on the project, what do you have learned? Any lessons to share with us?
First thing I should say is that it's a great environment, great learning experience. And the lesson from that is that it is a great learning experience. It takes a lot of time. There's a huge learning curve in this application. Morley and his team were very well versed with .NET programming, but not necessarily did not at all do any work automating Word.
And
SharePoint either. So that's why we are working on cutting-edge technology, which is not the norm in our environment. But at the same time, the technology required a lot of learning curve. That's really one of the big takeaways from all of this. The fact that you're able to take the same application that users are able to work in, day out, and help them produce more better quality of documents, that's a great, I'll give anything to learn that aspect of it.
Absolutely.
And so it's really a positive spin on it rather than a negative one.
So you put the great effort into this project to the solution, but the result is that the users are very happy.
Right.
Absolutely. That's
absolutely
my bottom line, and that's great.
I really enjoyed the discussion. Thank you so much for sharing the information and your experience with us. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Dr. Z. And also, we should acknowledge that you have been a very great help as well in this whole project. You wouldn't have gone to fruition unless you helped us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.